This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado school superintendents say the pandemic has proved schools can innovate and adapt, lessons they hope to take into the future. These school leaders spoke Thursday at an annual forum. Adams 12 superintendent Chris Godowski says listening to students about what worked and what didn't will be key to making changes in the future. Students told him they liked a schedule where they can work on Wednesday at home, learning at their own pace.
And they said a day to be away from the stress and pressure of going to school and then going on to work or extracurriculars and homework all night long gave them a chance to pause and breathe and de-stress and catch up.
Superintendents also say they're worried about retaining teachers and the burnout caused by lean administrative staffs. A Denver group of artists who hold an annual festival is spotlighting the work of women artists this month. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Babe Walls may be known for their building-sized murals, but the group is celebrating women artists on a gallery scale in May. The Babe Walls Gallery at Matriarch Mercantile is welcoming a new set of works from over a dozen artists that will be on display for a month. Leaders of Babe Walls will announce the artists participating in their July mural series later this month. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The number of coronavirus outbreaks at K-12 schools is still growing. According to state data, more than 2,000 students have been infected in over 250 active outbreaks, some of which started last year. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.